Do you own or rent? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Building policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Let's go talk to Jay from the B, listening in Ann Arbor, Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football. And you heard E from the D talk about that he likes Harbaugh, he likes Patricia, and everybody has a right to their sports opinion. And Michigan survived what could have been an ugly week if they would have lost that game if Rutgers hits that field goal. But they got the W, and now they're playing a Penn State team that's winless in the Big Ten. And Jimmy, what do you think is going to happen this weekend in that Penn State game?
I don't know. I think the biggest thing is, though, that Michigan looks like they found a quarterback in Cade McNamara. He came in and did a really good job against Rutgers. And, you know, even though Jim on Monday would not say who's going to start after the performance of McNamara against Rutgers, you know, four touchdown passes, really giving Michigan a spark to come back and win that game. I can't see anybody but Cade starting at quarterback, but we'll see. And overall, I mean, there were some positive signs. The running game started to go a little bit. Now, that all stops if you don't do it against Penn State. You got to be consistent. You got to improve. We can't take anybody lightly, can't overlook anybody, can't think, oh, we're big favorites. They've got to go out and play hard. They've got to go out and play well. They have to stop making mistakes and improve on everything they do in order to beat anybody on their schedule.
Why the ups and downs from this team, where the Minnesota game, you're like, man, they might give Ohio State a run, and then you watch Michigan State, kind of an egg start to finish. You see the Wisconsin game, not a lot of hope, and you roll through, go back to Indiana, and obviously Indiana, the better football team, and they look lifeless, you know, late in that second quarter at Rutgers. And all I'm thinking is, hey, less than 5 years ago, they beat this team 78-0 on that field, and where is Michigan football going? And then McNamara comes in, and that's the offense, and he's finding, you know, five, six different receivers. A running game starts. You start to see a motion on the sidelines, motion in the game. You get the big kick return. I just, everything seemed to snowball the way most of us expected to see Michigan football going back to week two.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think, too, success breeds success. Success helps confidence. You know, the defense is the only question mark, in my opinion. I think the offense will improve. It showed improvement. The thing that was disappointing in my judgment, even though they did a great job in overtime on that last series, they made negative plays, and they took away some things that Rutgers had done earlier to hurt them, which means, you know, they're coaching them up on the sideline. They're adjusting as it goes. And they forced Rutgers into that long yardage situation, which ultimately ended in an interception. But the one thing that is disappointing is when Michigan had that 8-point lead, you know, they let Rutgers go 75 yards, you know, and get that game tied late. And that's not, quote-unquote, a Michigan defense. And even though they're missing a lot of good players, and it might be that they've lost Cam McGrone, one of their best linebackers, along with their two defensive ends, their best corner in Ambry Thomas. We don't know about Brad Hawkins. You're losing five, six guys that, you know, are big-time starters. That defense is going to have to improve and get better. Or you're going to be forced to win games, you know, by scoring 40. And that's a tough ask.
Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football, joining us on the DraftKings guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So what are you expecting? Because it's the unknown. Like, we didn't know what to expect to get going into the Rutgers game. And now, even with Cade McNamara, and I know you have Joe Milton and you have Coach Harbaugh walking a delicate line where you don't want to nuke Milton's confidence for good. What are you expecting in this Penn State matchup?
Well, I expect Michigan offense to improve. I expect their running game to continue to grow, to get better. the big key for me is that, you know, the defense, defensively, they've got to do a better job stopping the run. They've got to do a better job of, especially against Penn State, because their quarterbacks run the ball quite a bit. They've got big play receivers. They still, you know, have given up some of those, you know, big play receivers or big plays in the passing game to like Bo Melton at Rutgers. So what do I expect? I expect Jim Harbaugh to try to run the ball, you know, and really feature that to take some of the pressure off McNamara and then use the pass to make the big play. And that would be, and control the clock. And they're under 30 minutes time of possession already. I think he wants to possess the ball a little and take some pressure off a defense that's hurting. So what do I expect? I expect a running game, and I expect a controlled passing game. Get the ball to your playmakers. Not give Cade too much, but help him out with a running game. That's what I would expect.
Jimmy Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football. So is it thebrandyshow.com? Is that all your interviews, your podcasts and everything at thebrandyshow.com?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and we've got Matt Millen. We uploaded Matt Millen's podcast today. So go to thebrandyshow.com and get a nice conversation with the former Lions general manager and currently Big Ten broadcaster and heart transplant recipient. He really is a fascinating story. And I enjoyed doing the interview, and I think people would be interested in listening.
Did Joey Harrington and Mike McMahon call in?
No, as a matter of fact, they didn't. They didn't. Neither did Steve Mariucci, Marty Morningweg, or Rod Marinelli.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going through the laundry list of the millionaire. And I will say, I first and foremost, I'm so happy that he had the successful heart surgery. And away from what he did with the Lions, that really shows the difference between sports and what really is important in life. But I'm Amen. Just curious, what did he tell you about it? Did you ask Matt Millen if he could go back and do anything different in running the Lions, something that would have made that team better when he was running it? Did he ever answer that type of question with you?
Not really, but the thing that he did say, he says, look, I tried my hardest. I mean, I thought I was making good decisions. Hey, look, it's not just Matt. I mean, there's I mean, you look at what's going on right now with Bob Quinn. You hired Matt Patricia, and you thought, hey, we got the guy, right? Well, Matt did the same thing three times. And Mariucci, when you look back on it, if you look, take the lens of history, hiring Mariucci, everybody wanted that hire.
Yes.
Everybody did. And Marty looked like a guy, you know, great assistant. And he's, you know, he just did none of that work. And some of the draft picks, the Harrington pick, it just doesn't work. It's not an exact science. And the one thing Matt said, look, it didn't work. And I understand it. And I take, you know, responsibility for it. But at the time, in that moment, I thought that we were making the right move. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And he had too many that didn't. And that cost him. But, like you said, the one thing about Matt Millen, and I will tell you this, he is a delightful guy. If you sit around and talk with him at a bar over a beer, he dominates the conversation with great stories, and he's really a likable guy. You can say all you want about, you know, his work and the fact that it didn't work at the Detroit Lions. But on balance, he's a good man.
Jim Brandstatter is a good man. You can hear his conversation with Matt Millen at thebrandyshow.com. Jimmy, enjoy the Penn State call on the Michigan Football Radio Network, and we'll catch up soon.
I appreciate it, Bill. Have a great Thanksgiving and stay safe, okay?
All right, Jim Brandstatter joining us on the DraftKings guest line.